5014, emergency fund. Hospital 5014 appropriates general fund to the emergency board and provides additional general fund and expenditure limitation to various state agencies for the 2001-2003 biennium. Hospital 5014 appropriates $40 million to the emergency board for general purposes. The general purpose appropriation is available for allocation by the emergency board to resolve interim budget problems. Within that amount, $900,000 is reserved for the Department of Human Services in the event that the agency is not able to absorb the cost of reimbursing institutional pharmacies. And $80,000 is reserved for the Secretary of State for the Election Division position. Another $100 million is appropriated to the E-Board for employee salary and benefit adjustments to be distributed based on negotiated contract decisions. House Bill 5014 includes four special purpose appropriations, $4 million for the Department of Higher Education to support establishment of a veterinary medicine school at Oregon State University, $300,000 for the Department of Human Services for the Home Care Commission, $7 million for the Department of Human Services for prescription drug caseload and co-payment issues, and $7 million to the Department of Human Services for local mental health planning and services. This bill also includes general fund appropriations and expenditure limitation increases for approximately 20 state agencies, including a $5 million transfer of funds from the Health Care Trust Fund to the Oregon Resource and Technology Development subaccount. The Capital Construction Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 5014.
Any questions? Any comments? Any discussion? Any objection to moving House Bill 5014 to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5514, with pride and pleasure, Senator Hartshorn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair. Yes, indeed, Senate Bill 5514 is the budget bill for the state school fund. And I might say at this point, really appreciate the cooperation of the co-chairs on this. Combining this with the community college and higher ed, I don't believe we have had better education budgets and funding in the history of the state, really. And I have a very comprehensive pony here. Sue McGlashan has gone over it very carefully, and I'll be prepared to answer questions. But let me say this about this budget. It's $5.2 billion, as promised. Let's go home. So I will move Senate Bill 5514 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
I don't think any of us can say thank you long enough or loud enough to the entire Ways and Means Education Subcommittee, but in particular, Senator, to you.
Thank you very much.
From all of us, to all of you. Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, I might comment. I don't know when I've ever been as relaxed about a Department of Education budget.
Well, if you can understand the King's English, I ask for any questions you may next.
Oh, okay, I'll ask you. No.
Any comments? Any questions? Senator Yee.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm going to support this budget, but with a great deal of reservation. I feel this budget is funded at the expense of many other critical programs. State support of K-12 education has increased 10% in each of the last two bienniums. Education comprises of 60% of our total budget. we are here to balance a budget, but we need to look out for the interests of all citizens in the state. And I'm concerned that we are funding this budget at the expense of human services, natural resources, public safety, and many other programs. I fully support a quality education system, but I'm concerned that more money does not mean better performance. Our dropout rate is reported at 6.6%. That means 26.4% of our students do not graduate or drop out during high school years. Recent Department of Education assessments show results slipping in our high school grades. Only 52% of the 10th graders meet reading standards, and only 42% of our 10th grade students meet math standards. And this is not acceptable. Furthermore, Oregon's cost per student, as the sheet I distributed shows you, that we spend $200 more per student than that of Washington State, but their SAT scores and ours are the same. Oregon's administrator to teacher ratio is fourth highest in the nation. We have one administrator for every 11 teachers. The national average is 1 to 16. So we must reduce our administrative costs in our education system and demand improvement in the quality of education. Our children deserve a better education, and our taxpayers deserve better return on their investment. Above all, more effort must be devoted to economic development so that more revenue can be generated to fund programs for the benefit of all citizens in the state. Mr. Co-Chairs and colleagues, at the end of my last session in the Senate, I believe one of the most important things we as a legislature can do is to restore faith in government through strict accountability and performance measures in all state spending. I have worked for 2 decades, almost 3, on this important issue. If nothing else, I hope this body continues to hold in trust taxpayers' dollars and demand the best value for their return in investment. Mr. Co-Chair, I'm going to support this budget, but with a great deal of reservation.
Thank you, Senator. Well, don't let anyone say we don't value education, including you, but I got a little bad news for you. It's not 60%, it's
63.
Thank you for your comment.
So we are very generous in our education.
Like I said, don't let anyone say we don't value education. Any other comments? Representative Schrader.
Yes. Just first, I'd just like to get some confirmation from the carrier, if I may, that the MUPL money, as it's put in here, was done for the reasons that I think LFO outlined in the subcommittee report, and it was my understanding from our previous discussions in sub that the MUPL money was not to be in any way anticipated to reflect a lower CSL than what is represented by the $5.2 billion budget. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my understanding of the way the accounting was handled. Probably should ask Sue if that's what we ended up with.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, that's correct.
Another amazer. Also, didn't see it in the summary here, but it's late, maybe I missed it, but there was some discussion of subcommittee about having the Department of Education report to the LFO office throughout the interim to kind of make sure that the different operational segments or offices that represent the Department of Education would be tracked a little bit. And so the next session, we have a pretty clear understanding of what money was going where and how to help them with their mission.
Mr. Chair and Representative Schrader, that's in the budget report for Senate Bill 5511.
Last comment for me, sir. I have a somewhat different impression of the budget than the good senator from Albany. I share a lot of her concerns and a lot of budgets, this one as well as our human resource subcommittees. But I am excited about this budget because I think not only does it represent a significant investment in education, there's a direct linkage this time between certain dollars that we put in and the outcomes that we expect to see out. Also feel that we've given them the resources to do the job, and the QEM actually gives us the ability to defend our dollar inputs and have certain expectations of certain outcomes. So I just appreciate the opportunity to be part of the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further comments? Further questions? Like I say, I appreciate both Senator Yee's and Representative Schrader's comments coming maybe from a little bit different side of the spectrum, but I think they're both alluding to a very important fact that we have a different funding methodology this time, and we have indeed segmented off $220 million for some very specific purposes, K-5 reading, and we intend to see our children learn to read. So with that, again, I'd like to compliment Senator Hartung with his very good work. Further comments? Any objections to moving Senate Bill 5514 to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 70. Senator Hannon.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, Senate Bill 70 comes to you from the Joint Committee on Ways and Means in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The bill creates 6 new circuit court judgeships, one each in Jackson, Marion, Yamhill, Washington, Multnomah, and Deschutes counties. These new judges will be elected and will begin serving January 7, 2003. The bill also provides temporary authority to the Judicial Department to pay health benefits to judges who retire under Plan B while they are fulfilling their pro tem judge requirements. Your subcommittee appropriated $275,000 to the Emergency Board to pay these health benefits, subject to a review of all judicial benefits. This bill also makes a number of changes to court collections that require the courts to report their delinquent accounts, impose a fee on obligations establishing a deferred payment schedule, adds the cost of third-party collections to the total debt owed the court, and creates a collections account that will assess the charge against court revenue that will be used to pay court collection expenses. Capital Construction Lottery Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Any statements? This is where you come in, Senator Duncan.
Looking for a statement.
Is it Duncan-esque?
This is not a Duncan-esque bill.
I don't know how to handle it then.
Any objections to moving Senate Bill 70 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Co-Chair, House Bill 2852. Recognize Co-Chair Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2856. Is it 2852? Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2852 provides the 6 executive branch elected officials as well as judicial branch judges with cost of living increases. These would be the first cost of living adjustments given these offices since July 1, 1997. The increases amount The increases amount to a 12% increase that will be phased in July 1, 2001 and July 1, 2002. The subcommittee adopted amendments setting the salary levels and appropriating the funds needed to cover the cost of these salary increases. Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval.
Thank you. Is there discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 2852 out to the House where they do pass recommendation? Got it, so ordered. House Bill 3015, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3015 creates a joint interim task force to study and make recommendations on achieving parity between mental health benefits and physical health benefits in health insurance plans. The task force is charged with a detailed and extensive scope of work on this issue and is to report its findings and recommendations to the next legislative assembly. The bill was referred to Ways and Means to review the fiscal impact. The Legislative Administration Committee and Legislative Assembly budget both contain funds allocated for staff support, per diem, and expense costs to interim committees and task forces. Although additional contract services may be required for the task force work, this is an important issue that needs appropriate study. We urge your support of House Bill 3015.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 3015 out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? If not, it is so ordered. House Bill 3024, Representative Winters.
Thanks, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3024 directs local mental health authorities to adopt a local plan for a continuum of mental health services. The Department of Human Services is directed to develop a statewide plan for mental health services from needs identified in local plans. The bill also requires a report to the Legislative Assembly and the Governor each biennium on the county's progress on their plans. The bill came to the Ways and Means Committee with a price tag that has now been dealt with in a subsequent appropriation bill. I urge your approval.
Is there a discussion? If not, is there objection moving House Bill 3024 out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Not at its order. Representative Schrader, House Bill 3997.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3997 provides us with a new statutory appropriation limitation. It's come back to Ways and Means for an amendment that would exclude from the limitation appropriations resulting from ballot measures. We recommend approval of House Bill 3997 as amended.
Thank you. Is there discussion? If not, I would like to take this moment to thank the members of Ways and Means Committee for this session. Your services are greatly appreciated. And I'd like to thank again our staff, particularly Mr. Stinson, who's retiring, effective upon signing die tonight, or shortly thereafter. I want to keep here for a little bit. And I'd really like to take this opportunity to thank my co-chair, Representative Westland, who, without you and your support and your help, we would not have been able to have done this, but we've done it in a bipartisan cooperative effort, and I think everybody, Democrats and Republicans, can walk away with their heads held high, and we have reinstated the integrity to the Ways and Means process. So with that, Mr. Co-Chair, if you would join me in gaveling the... Thank you. Let's adjourn this Ways and Means Committee and pass House Bill 3997 as amended out to the Senate where they do pass recommendation. And we are signing die for 2001.